Recorded Books and RB Digital present Chirp by Kate Messner, narrated by Marissa Chiz. Chapter 1. Seagulls and Sabotage. Mia hadn't realized how much she missed the mountains. The countryside rolling past her car window was greener than anything in Boston. She loved the moose crossing signs and the little villages that felt so sleepy and peaceful. June was in between season in New England, but in another week, the roads would be humming with campers and fancy cars full of New York City people who stopped to take selfies with cows. For now, Mia loved watching the quiet landscapes drift by. Packing the moving truck the day after school ended had been a hassle, but she really was glad to be moving back to Vermont. The truth was, Mia wished they never moved to Boston in the first place. She wished she could erase the past 2 years, but leaving was the next best thing, and she'd have the whole summer to settle in. The 4th of July was less than a week away. Burlington's fireworks were the night before Independence Day and weren't as big as Boston's, but they'd be reflected in Lake Champlain, which made them twice as sparkly. Mia's family could go back to their old tradition, a picnic on the waterfront with sandwiches and Dad's pyrotechnic brownies with chocolate frosting and red, white, and blue sprinkles. Best of all, Graham would be there. Summer fireworks hadn't been the same without her catching fireflies in a jar and explaining bioluminescence in the insect world. You awake back there, Mia? Mostly. Mia unslouched and straightened her messy brown ponytail. She napped her way through half of Massachusetts and most of New Hampshire. Good, Dad said. Because... He hesitated a few seconds, then blurted... I'm in Vermont, and you're not. He looked at her in the rearview mirror, cracking up as they zoomed past the Welcome to Vermont sign. Good one, Dad. When Mia was little, any time the family took a road trip, she'd beg her parents to stop the car right on the border so the front seat and back seats would be in different states. Mom explained you're not allowed to do that on highways, so instead... The crossing the border shout-out had become a Barnes family tradition. Never gets old. Mom rolled her eyes, but she laughed too. Then she passed a pile of day camp brochures to the back seat. Hey, you forgot these. I grabbed them in case you need to think more about summer plans. Mia hadn't forgotten. No thanks. She tossed the brochure back up front. Mom held up one with a gymnast on the cover. There's a new gymnastics camp. Mia shook her head. I don't want to do gymnastics. That's fine. Dad glanced at her in the rearview mirror. You can make your own decisions about summer activities. Great. At least somebody was on her side. Provided those activities involve something other than watching reality TV, Mom said. Bummer. Add in some Mountain Dew and Chex Mix, and that had been exactly Mia's plan for the summer. When she got hurt and then had surgery a year ago, she couldn't do anything active for months, so she'd plunked herself down on the couch and watched all 6 seasons of Deal with the Sharks and American Warrior Challenge. When her arm finally healed, the doctor wrote a note saying she could go back to the gym, but by then, both shows had another season out. So she kept watching. You need to choose 2 activities, Mom said, dropping the brochures in Mia's lap. 1 active and 1 educational. Something for, I know, something for my body and something for my brain. Mia sighed. But I think I build muscle just watching those American warrior ladies. Have you seen them scale the warped wall? Mia loved how strong they looked. Like nobody would ever dare mess with them. And Deal with the Sharks is totally educational. It looked like such a fun show to be on if you had the right invention. Once, in 3rd grade, Mia and her friend Alex had made a robot out of old toaster parts from
Sample complete. Ready to continue?